Welcome to Rhode Island Avenue Radio, where we'll talk about news, education, and opportunities for small businesses on the Rhode Island Avenue Main Street and in Washington, D.C. I'm Michelle Yancey.
And I'm Kyle Todd. Welcome to Rhode Island Avenue Radio.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Rhode Island Avenue Radio. It has been a minute since our last episode, so let's get you caught up on things real quick. First of all, a big thank you to our sponsors, the Department of Small and Local Business Development and the Department of Housing and Community Development. It is their grants to us that not only allow us to produce this show, but it allows us to help small businesses up and down the Rhode Island Avenue Main Street corridor and throughout Ward 5 with small business technical assistance and storefront improvement grants and just support in helping everyone grow and thrive here in D.C. So a big thank you to DSLBD and DHCD. Some quick calendar announcements. The most important calendar announcement, I would say, December 14th, Saturday, December 14th, is the Procrastinators Holiday Market. This year it is at Art Enables, located there on Rhode Island Avenue near Zeke's Coffee. So it will be a nice indoor climate-controlled holiday market full of vendors from all over the D.C. area bringing you your last-minute holiday shopping gifts and stocking stuffers. We are already booked up with all of our vendors there, so there's lots of excitement about this Procrastinators Holiday Market. And we cannot wait for you guys to come out and see some of the many fantastic things made here in D.C. Again, that's Saturday, December 14th. It is from noon to 8 p.m. And yes, Santa will be there. So bring the kids, have some photos taken. We've got some arts and crafts tables lined up as well. So come on out and we'll see you there. For small business owners, DSLBD is offering some trash compactor grants. If you're looking for ways to make your waste disposal a little bit more streamlined and help the city fight the always burgeoning rat populations, the trash compactor grants are a great deal. Be sure and contact us or the Department of Small and Local Business Development if you're interested. DSLBD is, their website is dslbd.dc.gov. That was a whole lot of letters. dslbd.dc.gov, and you can look for the trash compactor grants information. There are also security camera grants that are available through MPD and the Office of Victim Services. I can't remember all their acronyms. Anyway, if you are a small business owner interested in getting some improved security cameras for outside of your business, we would be happy to help you find the details on that and see what we can do to help with the actual installation. And it's the beginning of a new fiscal year for us, so we've just gotten all of our grants renewed, and so we have grants available for storefront improvement or our small business technical assistance, which could look like anything from marketing assistance, marketing branding, to do you need help upgrading your accounting system? Do you need help rebranding your business? Do you need help lining up social media or a new website? Talk to your Main Street directors, and there are 24 Main Streets here in D.C. this year, so you're probably in a Main Street somewhere, so talk to your Main Street directors about the ways we can help you continue to grow your business. And speaking of growing businesses, today we are very happy to welcome back to the studio the team from Bluebird Sky Yoga. We've got Jenny Lightfoot and Janet Walco here from Bluebird Sky Yoga, located right at 12th and Irving. So welcome to the both of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So Jenny, you were here, I don't know, maybe a year ago, a year and a half ago. Time flies. I lose track.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. For listeners that didn't get a chance to listen to that episode, can you talk a little bit about the services and types of offerings that Bluebird Sky Yoga has?
Absolutely. So we are a yoga studio and art gallery located in the Brooklyn neighborhood. We're about to celebrate our 3-year anniversary, which is very exciting.
Yes.
It's been a wonderful journey, starting from really introducing a lot of folks in the neighborhood to yoga who had not practiced before, and creating a new home for those yogis who were traveling across the city or didn't have a convenient space in the neighborhood. So we've seen a lot of growth from students really falling in love with the practice of yoga and committing to it, and you know, really progressing in their practice, and seeing our community flourish as well. So our schedule is full from as early as 6 in the morning until 9:15 at night with yoga classes.
Oh, wow.
And then in addition, we have a rotating art gallery. So we feature 3 local artists, often also from the neighborhood, but really across D.C., and share their artwork for 3 months. We host an art and wine show where we get to hear directly from the artists, try wines from Wardman Wines that were specifically paired with each artist, and really get to kind of celebrate all of the art and creativity in our neighborhood with Brooklyn residents.
That's fantastic. I had no idea you were doing the art and wine and the gallery. That's just fantastic.
Absolutely. And the next time we host it is on the Friday the 15th, November 15th. So we'll have all 3 artists there, and it'll be an extra special art and wine event since it is our 3-year anniversary weekend.
That is great news, and happy anniversary in advance.
Thank you so much.
I know so many people that just rave about going to Bluebird Sky Yoga, and they can't imagine going anywhere else, and they're so happy it's here in the neighborhood. So, so this is, you guys are obviously a fantastic addition, and we'll be here for a very long time, we hope.
Absolutely. That's the plan.
I was looking at your website this morning, and the variety of classes that you offer are really fascinating. You know, not only your, you know, standard fare of yoga, which I am not a yoga person, so please bear with me.
Not yet.
Not yet. So I'll tell you my yoga trauma later on. I know that there are different styles of yoga. Does Bluebird Sky have a style that is across the board, or do you have a variety of styles?
So we offer, I think, almost 15 styles of yoga regularly on our schedule. So classes from beginner classes where we really break down the fundamentals to classes that are focused on alignment and move at a slower pace, all the way to classes that move pretty quickly, make you sweat, power yoga, vinyasa, rocket. And then we also have classes that are really intended to help folks relax through calming the mind, using tools from meditation, yin and restorative or other styles that really go at a slow pace and can be a good way to take a pause and do something good for the nervous system and reset. Janet leads one of my favorite styles that we offer, a really unique style called Mysore, so maybe she can tell us a little bit more about that.
So it's interesting hearing you talk about the different styles and the reasons people might come to a yoga class to get a vigorous workout or to find some relaxation. And one of the things that I love about practicing and teaching Mysore is that it kind of incorporates all of those things into one class. So Mysore is some people think of it as a self-practice, but we follow the Ashtanga sequence of postures. And when somebody comes in new to the practice, brand new to yoga possibly, we just help them through starting with the sun salutations. So it's just to start moving with their breath and feeling that in their bodies. And then when they're ready, we start bringing them through a series of postures. And then there are some finishing postures at the end. And everybody moves at their own pace. So when they come in, whether they've been teaching yoga and practicing for decades or brand new into the room, we assess that and then tailor the practice to them where they are that day. And the idea is that you practice at least 3 times a week, and it's a lifelong practice. So you'll see the practice grow in length and in a difficulty of posture, I guess you could say, over time. And it's a constantly evolving practice. So as Jenny said, our hours, we open at 6. The room opens at 6 and is open until 9:30. And that's Monday through Thursday. And students come in and do what they do for their practice, and we teachers assist them and possibly give them new poses or new ways to work on poses and just take it from there.
So this particular program that you're talking about, are there specific times during the day that the class is offered, or people can literally come in anytime?
Well, it's just from 6 in the morning. That's when our doors open. And then until 9:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry, 9:30 a.m. And so a student would come in the beginning. Their practice might be half an hour. So they'd just come in when they can during that open time.
Oh, so it's not everybody doing it at the same time.
They come and go. They've kind of divided themselves just with their own schedule convenience into an early group and a late group. So we have a group that comes in before work, usually get there 6 or maybe 6:30. And then we have another group that comes in closer to 7:30 or 8. And so it kind of naturally divides into two shifts like that. But students can come in anytime between 6 and 9-ish, I guess, to be done by 9:30.
Janet, that is very intriguing. I like this concept. I do. So I know that you talked about being able to adapt, meeting the students where they are and their abilities. Are there, when you think about all the other classes that you all offer, who's your target demographic, I guess? Mm-hmm. Who are you looking for? Do most of your classes, any class, can a raw beginner come in and step in and start learning along with the lifetime yogis? Do you break those out?
Absolutely. So I would say the best place to start, if you're brand new to yoga, you've never done yoga before, is either in the Mysore setting that Janet was mentioning. It's a great place to ask questions. You know, you're not flowing through with a group and potentially getting lost in the shuffle. You're really working one-on-one with the teacher. And the first day, the teacher might be right by your side for most of the practice, popping out to help other students in the room, but really there with a lot of support. So that's the place where if you like to ask questions, you want to take your time, maybe you have a specific injury or something that is unique that you want to get some specific modifications and advice on, that's really, I think, the best setting to start your practice. If you're more of an evening person or you like the energy of moving with a group, you'd rather be in a group class flowing together than our Yoga Fundamentals classes, which we offer Tuesday and Thursday nights at 7 p.m., are probably the best option for you. So I know some people are like, getting up earlier, managing getting out of the house is tough. So we really offer it at both ends of the day. All of our Mysore passes include access to the other classes too. So you can always try the new student deal for Mysore, try our group class new student deal and see which setting really resonates with you, what style you really connect with.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So what are you going to do? Are you doing anything additional besides the wine and art for your anniversary?
Yes, we'll have a whole weekend of celebrations. So leading up to the anniversary in the next week, we'll be posting stories from students and just sharing their journey and their experiences and how yoga has impacted their life since they began their practice. Celebrating some of our students have been to over 300 or over 500 classes since we opened, which is pretty incredible. You know, some of them still consider themselves beginners. I'm like, you've been to quite a few classes. You're not right at the beginning anymore. So we'll celebrate stories through our website and online. And then the anniversary weekend is always a lot of fun. We'll start kicking off the weekend with our art and wine event on Friday night. And then Saturday, myself, I'll lead a yoga class and my fiance DJs. And so it's sort of a fun, different experience of yoga, more celebratory class. And then we'll cheers afterwards, share treats, and just celebrate as a community.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Jenny, your business there has grown so much over the last 3 years. What do you see as the future of Bluebird Sky Yoga?
The future of Bluebird Sky Yoga. You know, I love Brooklyn so much, so I think this is definitely our home. We don't have ambitions to open a ton of studios. It's really about becoming more involved in the community, supporting more of the local art events. There's so many creative artists and entrepreneurs in the neighborhood, and continuing to really listen to our community, see what offerings are most impactful for them. So recently, for example, we launched something called the Yoga Immersion, which was something I hadn't seen really anywhere else in DC, a program specifically for students who are interested in yoga philosophy, are interested in deepening their practice, because usually the programs are really focused for yoga teachers. But thinking about, you know, people who maybe don't want to be yoga teachers or have very demanding jobs where taking 200 hours to become a yoga teacher is just too difficult at this time. So creating more opportunities that really take into account the schedules and the competing priorities that all of our members have going on, and figuring out how we can continue to connect them with yoga, continue to connect them with art, and support those two avenues.
Well, if I can look at this from a Main Street standpoint, what you're talking about not only is really good for Bluebird Sky Yoga, but it's the type of thinking that any business owner should have. You know, not it's not about grow for the sake of grow. It's about really connecting with your community and your customers and meeting their needs, and that in turn helps you grow. Mm-hmm. So kudos to you for seeing that right on.
Thank you.
Janet, how long have you been involved with Bluebird Sky Yoga?
Since the beginning, actually. Jenny and I knew each other because we taught at another yoga studio together. And so, yeah, we started envisioning the program together, I think the summer before you opened.
Mm-hmm. We went before construction was fully done, and we had, you know, saw the walls before they were totally transformed. And then, of course, ate at Brooklyn's Finest, one of our favorite restaurants in the neighborhood.
It's conveniently located.
Yeah, right across the street. But yeah, Janet was very helpful in envisioning, you know, what it would look like on our schedule. And she even launched classes before we opened, partnering with Latella Art Gallery on the Arts Walk. So the anniversary of the Mysore program, I suppose, is even older than the anniversary of the yoga studio.
We've had some students in the Mysore program from that opening opening weekend, opening week. So they've been with us for a while.
This is my first time to hear about the Mysore program. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Of course, I'm also not a yoga person. How did that evolve? The program.
So the it's a program that's offered around the world, actually. So there are Mysore programs pretty much in every city. And how it evolved at Bluebird was?
I think, you know, always with a Mysore program, it's a slow start. Some people love the style. The word Mysore sounds scary.
Google it on Instagram, you'll see all these crazy contorted pictures, which kind of gives a one kind of an intimidating, I think, view of it. Mm-hmm. But it's really something that's quite different from what you
might see. And I think that once students get to experience it, they get time in the Mysore room, they just fall in love with it. And so we've, like Janet said, there are some students who have, you know, practiced five days a week and have now for a little over 3 years and really committed to it. So it's been beautiful to see some of those students grow into looking into becoming teachers and assistants of our program, and hosting potlucks at their houses and just building this really beautiful, supportive community.
Very nice. And that does seem to be a constant in the yoga community. It's so supportive. And so everybody tries to feed into the common energy and the common good. It's really inspiring to watch.
And we'll have moments in the Mysore room and the other yoga classes as well, where maybe someone's been working on something for a long time, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm suddenly in a headstand. And, you know, everyone kind of turns and cheers them on and encourages them. And or you know, encourages one another when something's really challenging and they're working on the same thing together. So in that way, it's a really beautiful community, and you get to see the same people, you know, maybe at 6 a.m. mm-hmm. over and over again, and you see that mutual connection, and can kind of inspire one another to keep going.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a Mysore joke almost about how these are the closest people to you, but sometimes you haven't exchanged a word in a year, but you see them almost every day, and so you feel very close, and like Jenny said, you're supporting each other in the room.
You're sharing a journey.
Yes, exactly. That's what you're doing.
I cannot imagine doing a headstand. I mean, I know I did it a lot when I was a kid, but oh my gosh, the thought of doing a headstand, I can see all the blood vessels in my eyeballs bursting. I am so impressed that people do headstands.
Well, come on in.
We'll talk about that. Okay. Going back to the artists that you share space with, this is a great concept. How did this come about?
So before the yoga studio opened, I threw a couple events called Artful Saturday, where I invited friends who had startup businesses, who are artists, creators, all to come share their works at a space. So we rented a space in DuPont Circle for one of the events. We rented a space in Northeast DC for one of the events, and really just started sharing yoga classes just to cover the cost of the space rental, and then found that in that process, there were so many similarities between yoga and art and the way that individuals use yoga and art as outlets to explore creativity, self-expression, de-stress. And so this idea of sort of finding your flow, whether it's through yoga or art, has a lot of connection. And what I found through the events is that it's really hard to connect with a piece when you're just seeing it so quickly, and maybe you're in and out, you don't have your car with you, you're not in a space to maybe buy a giant painting. But the yoga studio offered a more permanent home to give students the opportunity to respond to a piece, to develop a relationship with it, and to find something that maybe looks great in their home or gifts. And so what I found in having the art at the studio is that art really transforms a space. And so it's always sad to see when, you know, the art transitions out, but this past week we just transitioned in the new art, and it totally created a new energy for the new season. And it just is very exciting. As students come into class, it's like, whoa, it's a burst of color. Now it's something else. And seeing, you know, my impression of, this is clearly the best piece in the show, this one's gonna go first, and then someone connects with something totally different, and you hear their stories and kind of how that's created a connection for them. So it's really been a way to keep the studio interesting, to really think about big topics that are responded to through art from the artists. So ideas like home or political events that are happening, you know, we kind of get to see different perspectives as things shift, and it just makes the studio really beautiful.
I noticed that one of the programs that you offer at Bluebird Sky Yoga is going to probably muddle the title of it, the trauma-related yoga.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit. That's
sure.
There's a lot of, you mentioned politics, and that made me think of trauma.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. So there's an organization called the Bodywise Foundation, and they're specifically dedicated to teaching folks how to use tools from yoga in order to help manage trauma or help people recover from trauma. So we're hosting a 2-weekend long training, and it's not just for yoga teachers. Yoga teachers can attend, but really the folks that often get the most benefit are physicians, teachers, anyone who's working with children. And it will be a combination of looking at the science of trauma and how we manifest trauma in our own bodies, the impact of stress, how these patterns show up over time, and then using tools like breathing techniques, meditation, yoga philosophy as a means to dealing with that trauma. So I think it'll be a really unique way for the community to come together, for maybe people who have never done yoga to come and see from a yoga perspective how they can better support the communities they're working with.
Very interesting. It seems like that would be beneficial for just about anybody, mm-hmm. because who doesn't know somebody that's experienced trauma?
Right. And most people have some level of trauma they've experienced themselves as well, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not a permanent thing. That's a temporary class that you're doing? Or
yes. So we're hosting the Bodywise Foundation in April. So it'll be across 2 weekends, Friday evening, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And then those who are interested in implementing the practices or starting a program can sign on to have mentorship from the woman who's leading the program, so they can continue to foster that professional development and get advice as they put some of that into action.
That's really interesting. I think that's really phenomenal. It seems like, particularly in the medical field, physicians are really starting to be a little bit more open about investigating other ways to assist their patients rather than just prescribing a pill. I think that's fantastic. So bluebirdskyyoga.com, is that the website?
Yeah, absolutely.
any other calendar events that you want to put in a plug for, and let people know where to find you exactly?
Absolutely. So as it gets close to the holiday season, we like to offer a lot of workshops to disconnect from eating sugary foods and drinking and find something good for the body and mind and spirit. So we have a couple of Friday night offerings that are more restorative or gentler in focus, that allow you to do something healthy and maybe the mix of all of this can be stressful time of the year. So one of the offerings on Friday, December 6th, is an offering called Unwinding Tension, Deep Relaxation, and Sound Healing. Mm. So this will be a combination of a guided meditation, also some light drumming, all led by a woman named Abby Dobbs, who formerly lived in D.C., owned a yoga studio here, and then sold it and moved to Santa Fe. So we're excited to have her back and sharing a lot of her wisdom, a lot of her tools with us. Later that month, we'll also have a live music class taught by one of our teachers, Elena Papina. And she offers this class every year as a donation-based class around the winter solstice. And a couple musicians from West Virginia will come out and share music. And so it will start with a more active practice and then really end in a nice, gentle, relaxing evening.
That sounds amazing.
And then maybe, Janet, you can talk about the day visit coming up.
So one of my close friends and teachers is going to be coming in January
17th through 20th.
And she's just phenomenal. She's a phenomenal, very inspiring teacher. And she'll be here. She visits us every year. She'll be coming for a few days.
Yeah, 4 days.
Four days in January. And each day we'll have a practice. Well, she'll teach a Mysore style practice. And then she'll also talk about, it's a small teacher immersion, but it's open to all students to really delve into aspects of the Mysore practice. How to teach, how to adjust, all kinds of things. And she's been fantastic every year. So we're really looking forward to having her.
Very good. Very good. And where exactly is your studio located?
We are located at 12th and Irving Northeast. So right along the 12th Street corridor, about halfway between Rhode Island Avenue and Monroe.
Right. 3101. Is that about it?
Yep, yeah. 3101.
And Brooklyn, bluebirdskyyoga.com. If people want to call the studio for anything, what's the number there?
202-248-2218. And you can also follow us on our Instagram at bluebirdskyyoga.com. At bluebirdsky. .com on the Instagram.
Sounds great. Having been in your studio space a few times, it is beautiful. I can't imagine being in a more relaxing space. So if you have not checked out Bluebird Sky Yoga yet, get over there, take care of business and, and relax yourselves and stretch yourselves a little bit. Jenny Lightfoot, Janet Walco, thank you so much for being
thank
here
you
today.
Thank you for having us.
Cannot wait to, check out Mysore, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
Any day.
That's going to wrap up this episode. Thanks everyone for tuning in for another show, and we'll see you soon. Bye.